It's not like any other podcast, coming to you straight from the heartland, where investing is told like it is. It's time for Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. Hold on, because here comes the next episode of the Paranoid Banker Podcast.
Well, hey there, Darren Garman here, and welcome to this week's podcast, where we're going to talk about, what are you doing? And as profound or not as that sounds, that's pretty much the question and really the subject matter of this week's podcast. What are you doing? And what it really has to center around is not only what you're doing with your investing right now, but what is your strategy right now? What is your plan right now, knowing and understanding that we are in and have been now for a few years, and we're in it now still, probably one of the greatest economic and investment environments we've had. Now, you can make arguments that there are various places in our country's history where you could make that argument easily. And so this isn't so much a subject matter where, you know, we have a debate about that. So I'm not, I don't want to waste your time and mine, frankly, debating whether or not this is one of the greatest economic and investment times we've had. So let's not debate that. But I think we can all agree that this is at least top five that our country's had. And if you do your homework and look over history, and you'll easily find that this is the case. And really that then gets to my question, what are you doing about it? And the thing that I'm afraid of, and I don't mean so much I'm, you know, scared, but the thing that I don't see happening as much as I thought I would see is investors taking advantage of this. Okay. You know, the saying, timing is everything. And it is. I mean, I think sometimes in certain situations, it really is versus others. So I don't think timing is that big of a deal in some investment situations. I think timing is a huge deal in others. And we could talk about dozens and dozens of examples of that. But if we want to talk about it, and what I mean want to talk about, I'm talking about you growing your wealth, your income, as much as possible, using what's available to you investment-wise. There's no excuse to be using the maximum amount of resources to grow your income and grow your wealth right now, because there really has been no other time that you can do this. Okay, no better time that you can do this. Again, we can argue and debate about that, whether this is the time, but it's at least top five. So my question to you is, what are you doing about it? What are you doing? What are you up to with the current investment climate that we're in, the current economic climate that we're in? What are you doing with your IRA, your 401k? Do you have it invested in those places that's going to give you the maximum amount of wealth generation? That's going to give you the maximum amount of income and return. And again, we could get into, well, I should diversify, and there's all of that. So I'm not necessarily talking about diversification and purposely having some of your investment money in places that may not be giving you huge returns. So for example, let's say you have some of your wealth in cash right now. Okay, so I mean, I'm not going down that road. Big picture wise here, my point is, what are you doing with the current investment climate that we're in. So, as I have repeatedly talked about, and I'll use multifamily properties right now, there is no better time to get into multifamily properties and owning your own apartments, owning your own multifamily community. All of the economic engines that would produce the maximum amount of wealth, and I would argue that it is the best place to invest right now over technology stocks, over the high-flying companies that you hear about in the news every day, over even more speculative IPOs and those kinds of things. And a lot of people think I'm crazy when I say that, but I'm telling you, all of the forces from economic to demand to supply, demand, replacement costs, construction costs, et cetera, if you go down and you check the boxes, there is no better place to be than multifamily properties right now. There isn't. And that will be the case now for a number of years. And then I get back to, so what are you doing about it? What are you doing about it? Are you busy with other things? Are you not paying attention? Are you not giving this the thought, the effort, the energy that it deserves? Gee, I sure hope not. I sure hope not. Because now is the time to make hay, folks. Okay? When the sun is up, that's when you make hay. And, you know, I grew up in a farming community. And so in, you know, heartland of America, there's a lot of farming that goes on around here. And believe me, the farmers have a ton of sayings about this. And you want to be taking advantage of it when you can. Make hay while you can. What are you doing with your IRA and 401k? What are you doing with monies that are in other investments, other places that A, may be a little too risky right now because of maybe what the conventional markets are doing or where they're at? Is it time to take some of the chips off the table? Maybe you've done well there. Is it time to take some of those chips off the table now and put it into an ever-increasing kind of investment, like, for example, multifamily real estate? What are you doing? And that's really it, because you don't want to go, you don't want to be down the road, let's say 15, 20 years from now, and look back and say, gee, I should have done this. I should have done that. I should have gotten into a couple of those multifamily properties that Garmin guy was talking about. Look at what's going on. I should have done that. I had an opportunity to move some of my IRA or 401k. I should have gotten involved in that 124-unit multifamily property that Garmin guy was talking about. Versus having it sit in that CD, that money market fund, that mutual fund, that account. I could give you a bunch of examples. But where you don't want to be is you don't want to have regrets about this. I mean, that's really the point here. You don't want to be looking back and saying to yourself 10, 15 years from now, what the hell was I doing? Why wasn't I taking advantage of this? Okay. So this podcast this week, it really serves a couple of purposes. Number one, I want to make sure this is a little bit of a wake-up call for you. Okay, if you're on top of this, if you're an investor that's taking advantage of this, you're spending some time, effort, and energy on this and getting things aligned with our current economic environment. I mean, hell, the Fed just lowered the interest rates again as I'm recording this. I mean, we haven't had interest rates this low in, I don't know, consistently this low in, I don't want to say forever, but it's been, years. So, number one, it's a wake-up call. I want you to really just take a moment and think about, what are you doing with your investing right now, with your capital right now? Whether that's regular money, IRA, 401k money, is it doing everything it can for you under and with the current economic environment we have right now? Okay, that's number one. Number two, what is your plan? What are you doing? What actions are you taking? And again, and I've said this before, taking action is not reading another book. It's not listening to another podcast. It's not watching another video. All of those are good. But you know as well as I do, there's a difference between taking action and thinking you're doing something, right? So what are you doing about this in terms of the actions that you're taking? And look, if you're one of the investors, I mean, you're one of my guys, and that applies to women, of course. But if you're one of my guys, you're on top of this. You're doing very well, okay? And you are on top of this and taking advantage of this. But if you're not yet, if you're not one of my guys yet, and you've been thinking about it, you've been sitting on the fence, you've been studying it, you've been researching it, and all that's good. But remember, the economic time that we're in right now, if history has proven anything, it's proven that these kinds of economic times that we're in right now do not last forever. It always goes in cycles, okay? So what are you doing? Are you doing enough? Are you taking action? At the very least, are you taking inventory of where you're at and what you need to be doing, thinking about positioning your wealth? What are you doing in the current economic time we are in, okay? And it's kind of a final side note here. Number one, if you're someone that has capital available to be investing, you've got money in your IRA, 401k, you've got money in cash, you've got et cetera, et cetera. This should be like your number one priority. If it's not yet, if it hasn't been your priority yet, it should be. So that's number one. Number two, if you don't have a sufficient amount of capital yet, if you don't have enough money yet for you to really, take advantage of this, what are you doing to take advantage of that and get that capital and start getting those income streams coming in, getting those returns on money that you are getting from, maybe it's your employer, maybe a job, maybe you've got a couple of jobs, et cetera. What are you, because now for you, this is equally as important. Because again, there hasn't been in many years a better time to really make a lot of money working for somebody or starting your own business, et cetera. Okay, so what are you doing to then have that capital to deploy to make as much money, income, wealth generation as you can? Okay. Folks, you figured it out. It's obvious during this podcast, I'm saying this is a great time to be doing something. And if you're not doing something, if you're one of those folks that's kind of ignored it, you've been busy, you've been distracted, whatever, snap out of it. Snap out of it and get working on this, because it will not last forever. All right? Okay, look, have a great day. Have a great rest of your week or weekend. I look forward to hearing your comments, your questions on this week's podcast. You've got all my contact information. Feel free to get in touch with me. I would look forward to it. Have a great day. Have a great rest of your week and weekend. As I said, we will talk to you later. All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com. Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com.